But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at
1-800-833-33. This guy's a bomb!
Oh, man, I just watched Man Campbell's victory speech. He's good. Oh, my God.
Can't believe we let that guy go for Adam Gase.
Leroy gathers around the locker room, my friend, and hand out your game balls and game bombs from a very busy weekend.
Game ball goes to Mike Evans.
Oh.
Sneakily having a quiet Hall of Fame career. He has now done something that only one other person has done, and that is the great Jerry Rice.
Yep.
That means all the great receivers you've talked about or heard about, there's only two guys that have had 1,000 yards in 11 straight years. That's and Mike Evans is one of them.
$3 million bonus he won yesterday. Yes. He earned yesterday in the game yesterday.
Yes. That wasn't even the biggest bonus.
What was the biggest bonus?
Oh, boy, in Seattle, quarterback.
Geno?
Geno got a $6 million bonus.
For what? Every game?
Was it touchdown, win, and just a couple other things. He had numbers he had to get to. $6 million.
That's cool. Do you get that, like, right away? Like, how does that hit?
No, they like, when the season's over.
Oh, okay. Be cool if you woke up the next day and it's just in your account.
Like, a lot of times, not only did I get a bonus, but it went into my next year's contract.
Ooh, all right.
So you actually got it twice.
You got your game bum.
My game bum goes to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Because, like, man, I've never heard anything like this.
He has just changed his avatar on social media because he doesn't walk out on social media. He changed it to Antonio Brown peace sign, but he changed his face to it's now his face on Antonio, like, Brown's, yeah, body doing, like, this. That's, like, hilarious.
That's dude, regardless of how you feel about that, how the season went, there's a lot of people in that building that have supported you, right? And they have compensated you no matter what. Like, they went out of their way not to pay other people and to redo your contract.
Yeah. Yep. Like,
yeah, so that has to mean something. Right? He, when the player says, I've given you everything and you're not going to extend me or whatever, that works both ways.
I think it's a rough look. I don't know what this means for his future with the team, because obviously, look, he's, you know, when he's at his best, he's very important to winning. But if he doesn't want to be,
right,
things get adverse. Like, okay, yeah, listen, Tua might get hurt again next year. Are you going to pack it up and fold again? Like, or are you going to, or, you know, because, like, I just think that, hey, it was all gravy the last couple of years when you were a record breaker.
Right.
So I don't know. Did you think like now because he didn't get 1,000 yards, what, he can't go back to the Dolphins and re-up again? Is that the problem?
No, I don't even think it has anything to do with numbers. It's like when you look at Tyreek's numbers, you also got to consider what role he played in that.
Yeah. Oh, dude, drops galore.
Right. And so to sit here and say, oh, I'm not being used or I'm not being this, like, let's go with human nature. If a quarterback has questions on whether you're going to catch the damn ball, he stops throwing it to you. I don't care who you are.
This was him. This is Omar Kelly's video from yesterday in the locker room.
Snoop did a great job of, you know, filling in whenever he learned the offense, you know, getting us going. But, you know, whenever you're missing, you know, your franchise player, man, it kind of sucks. So.
As a captain, what is the message you have to these guys in the offseason? You won't feel this at the end of the season.
I don't even know, bro. You know, this is my first time I haven't been in the playoffs, man. So, I mean, for me, like I said, man, I just got to do what's best for me and my family, dog. If that's here, if that's wherever the case may be, man, I'm finna open that door for myself, dog. As I'm opening the door, like I'm out, bro. You know, so it was great playing here, but, you know, at the end of the day, bro, I got to do what's best for, you know, for my career and, you know, what's best. Because I'm too much of a competitor to be, you know, just out there.
Mean you thinking about leaving here?
If it is, hey, if yeah, it yet.
All right, there you go.
So let's break this down. You ever have a conversation with somebody and things start building?
Mm-hmm.
And it ends up being that? He didn't go into that conversation thinking that, right? But it ended the conversation on that note. And I would say, you acknowledge some of the reasons why you didn't have success.
Mm-hmm.
And then acted if though they didn't matter. Like, I don't know, that conversation was on both sides of it. You know what I mean? From start to finish. But to say, I got to do what's best for me. Like, what's best for you is to have your quarterback healthy enough to throw it to you. Or right. What's best for you and your family is that you catch the damn ball. Or what's best for you and your family is that you don't quit at halftime. Like, how come all the things that have to do with what's best for me and my family is everybody else and not you? You see what I'm saying?
100%. 100%.
So, no, I ain't cool with that. I ain't cool with how it got to that point, because he basically backed himself into a corner to where I don't know if he can unsay it. Right? Like, that's why after a game, after a loss, after a rough season, you always take a deep breath, just comment on the game at hand, and keep in mind that if you only talk about the game at hand, you're going to have to talk about why you didn't go out and play the second half.
Omar tweeted out yesterday, says, I haven't addressed this on Twitter because it wasn't. This isn't the ideal space since people genuinely don't listen. Tyreek Hill denied our request to talk initially. He was frustrated and didn't want to say things he regretted. He was strongly encouraged to talk to show that he's a leader. And he did. However, as we all know, Tyreek's battled maturity issues his whole career. At the end of the interview, he lets frustration get the best of him. I expect he'll walk this back, but the damage is done. The damage was not being Miami's most targeted player all season. Tyreek knows he's better than how he played this season. He's frustrated, and he didn't get to show for whatever reason. And he's clearly a poor loser. This is now a Mike McDaniel issue, and he now must go from buddy to disciplinarian. Can he?
So the sore loser part is true. Like, we're all like that. We all hate to lose, right? Some more than others. The more competitive you are, the more you hate to lose more, right? That being said, you can't be that person. You can't have these comments and then say, I'm out the second half.
Right.
Like, the two don't go together.
Right. And I think that he spoke before Mike McDaniel revealed that. I think we were all wondering why he didn't. And he had said that he had said something to the effect of, we saw the Chiefs score. And that implied to me, it was like, oh, he implied that he took himself out. But Mike McDaniel kind of confirmed it.
So he, I guess, the game was up because
I guess, yeah, from what I understand, at MetLife, they were showing highlights of the game to kind of get the Dolphins to let up, I guess. I don't know. I mean, we all saw what the score was, and apparently New York Jets fans were yelling at it. It's 24-0. Bo Nix, light it up.
Could you imagine?
Yous don't got to try us no more, cheetahs. You it's over.
I have never been in a situation like that.
Scoreboard watching? You've never been in a scoreboard watch?
No.
You know what the funny thing was, though? I remember back in the day when we didn't have phones and you had to rely upon the ribbon board, you know, where they would put...
That's what they used to do, constant scores.
Yeah. Yeah.
We used to look at the scores. Like, we looked at the scores, too. Like, we would look at the scores just to, like, be just as shocked as other people. Like, you know, like, woo. This is getting the beat down. What happened? Yeah. You know, you don't see numbers or nothing. You just see score. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan. First of all, I don't care. Understand the person that you're dealing with from an organization as far as everything else. Even Omar tried to soften the blow, saying that it's a maturity thing. He's going to have to walk that back. It's not a good spot to be talking to Tyreek. Right? It really isn't. So, yeah.
You all right, Froggy?
I'm hurt, dog. I'm hurt. It did seem like he didn't start that interview with the intent of hosing everyone down. It does seem like it boiled up, but I think you're right, man. Damage is done. How do you go back from that? How do you come back from saying I'm out?
The same way everybody else does.
I don't know.
Like, it's very easy for Tyreek to come out and say, I didn't even want to get interviewed because I was just pissed off or whatever. Yeah. But I did it, and it boiled and got to that point, and I probably regret.
See, but that's a mature response. A lot of times, I met us for assuming you assume he's going to do that.
Yes, I'm not. I said what he should say.
Yeah,
yeah. And what has he done?
You start off that conversation by saying immature. It's highly unlikely that he will. Right. Which is the same thing I said to you with Jimmy.
Yeah, but Jimmy. Here's the thing with Jimmy. Jimmy's move was calculated. Like, the thing that this has all been part of the plan for Jimmy to get the Heat to a breaking point where they will trade him. And from my standpoint, there's a little bit of a difference there in that Jimmy almost plotted this throughout. Okay, I'm sick. Then I'm going to it's like, you guys have the time. Then Pat Riley has his whole statement where he says, not trading Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler's like, okay. And then he had this whole thing go out. And then we have the press conference where that was all very clearly like orchestrated by him to make it known, I'm done. I don't think Jimmy Butler acted off of emotion. I think that the emotion, he has been at this point basically since whenever the Heat, I think the Heat said no to the extension. I think at some point Jimmy Butler, this is just my theory, I don't know this, I think at some point this season, Jimmy Butler was genuinely happy again being in Miami, and he was hopeful that the Heat and his agent would go back to them and be like, extension? And the Heat said no, and then all of this has flared up. That's my thought on
all this. He thought he could play a couple of good games, still have the team at 500, and they would extend him?
Yes. Well, I think that was, you know, they were playing pretty decent. I think that he had just had a really good
performance. Around 500.
Understood. But I think that's what happened, Leroy. That's my guess.
I get it, but I mean, let's be realistic here.
Mm-hmm. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not blaming the Heat.
You want an extension based on the fact that you're leading a team to 500.
Yeah,
it'd be different if it was second in the East.
Yeah, I'm not blaming the Heat for not changing their stance. I know, like, they wanted an available guy to be through the whole season. I'm just saying my theory as to when it all flipped for Jimmy, I don't know what game it was, But I think that he was hopeful that, you know what, I do kind of like it here. The vibes were good. Him and Tyler Hero, they're joking. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, an ankle injury turns into an illness. And then, okay, eventually you have to come back from the illness. And then, you know, we all know what happened. We all saw what happened.
I just don't think, like, for whatever reason, you can't complain about getting an extension if that's what you're going to give the organization.
Agreed.
Like, and keep in mind, he was the one. Nobody said, if he wants extension, he better go out and earn it. If he wants this, he better go out and hoop. Jimmy Butler said that. I'm going to go out and hoop. I'm going to go out. You see what I'm saying? I think Pat Riley said to him, I want you to play more games. When the games started adding up when he wasn't playing, then he realized, I ain't going to do it anyway, so I might as well just get out of here. Right? Like, it's like, you know, you'd already missed the first 10 questions of the test.
I think, yeah.
Exactly. Racking your brain during the rest of the test.
100%. I think it's from both sides. I think the Heat probably looked at it and been like, we know where this is at. We're kind of done. It's bad that it's ended so venomous, but I think they both have just kind of reached their expiration date. You don't want to pay me. We're kind of tired of the paying you for the guessing game. You were incredible, but it seems like it's probably reached its limit, which maybe it probably has. At best, it's got one more year in it. We're not going to pay you till you're 37. He's like, cool, send me somewhere where I will. And I think on his end, probably feels like the Heat haven't really tried that hard, but I think really with the...
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Nobody wants him.
I think the pairing is, yeah, I don't think people want him. I think that's the thing. Like, there was a report this week, you know, everybody was saying Warriors, 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 Warriors. The word out of the Warriors was the locker room doesn't want him. The players in there don't want him. Ethan Skolnick made this point this week, which was a good one, that Steve Kerr spent all summer on the same staff with Eric Spoelstra. You don't think that there were some stories over some French wine while at the Olympics?
I just think that...
Why are you looking at me like that, Froggy?
French wine? Does Jimmy think his value is higher than what it is?
I think it is. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
I mean, 35 is the kicker for me, and I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when that comes crashing down, that's coming.
You know what hurts my heart, though? I know the market isn't big, but I know that if he does end up going somewhere, Jimmy Butler's going to be on a revenge tour. And if his body holds up...
I think... He's going to try. There you go. I think he's going to try.
Yeah.
I think he's going to give maximum effort. And then something's going to happen. He's going to miss the last month of the season.
I'm still waiting for Kevin Durant to just go to the Suns and be like, you know, I'm unhappy.
Waiting on that for sure.
Why don't you trade Jimmy Butler for me?
You think they'd do that?
And be stuck with Bradley Beal?
I mean, they are stuck with Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal could sit here the entire time and be like, I like Arizona. Because if you're Bradley Beal, you're like, Bradley, aren't you sick of it here? Wouldn't you want to go to Detroit? And if I'm Bradley Beal, I'm like, I think I like the golf here.
Is he the only one with all these deals that has a no trade clause?
I think it's him and LeBron, I think, are the only guys with no trade clauses. There's some guys who have like caveats. Like, I think if you're on like a 1-year deal with a certain amount of experience, you get to negate trades. But as far as like multi-year deals, I think it's him and LeBron. I think are the only guys who have it. And that was...
You got Bradley Beal in the same class with LeBron.
I don't have him in the same class. That's literally what it is in the league. He's literally the only guy who has that.
I'm just saying.
And from what I understand is his agent, Bradley Beal's agent is the father of the Suns like head of basketball operations. So, like, he kind of did daddy a solid bringing in Bradley Beal because Bradley Beal wanted to come to Miami, and Miami was like, will only trade for you if you wipe out the no trade clause, which he wouldn't do.
I don't want Bradley Beal.
I don't want Bradley Beal either. And by the way, this comes from somebody who really wanted Bradley Beal.
You wanted everybody at one point.
I understand.
You scored 25 and Tobin's whale antenna goes up.
In fairness, though, I love everybody because let me tell you something. I had one good moment on Saturday and it was Keyshawn Johnson with that chase down block. And I was like, he needs more minutes. That's me. I understand. I know what I am.
Really? All right.
Timbo says that Tobin wants Fat Boy Zion. I can be talked into it.
No.
I'd have a conversation.
You know what I need? I need an active participant.
That hammy right. I do agree with your point last week, though, about the lifestyle down here. You want to talk about BBLs?
Because we'll run into him at Half Moon every morning.
Oh, that's a full moon, dude.
The usual. You know, you want the usual. Yeah. We got a box of those things there.
Take a break. We'll mix things up coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer. Wow. That's the brightest color you've worn in a while. New year, new
year. Yeah, what's up? New year, new you?
New year, of course.
No goth?
Never that.
All right.
I can't separate myself from my roots.
Understood. Frog Boy.
Yes.
Let's get to that point of the day where we mix it all up, dude. The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Frog Boy's Dead Man Shoes. For the best shoes from the dead, it's Frog Boy Dead Man Shoes.
Appreciate that. You can catch us at Aventura Mall today, where another dead man will be selling some clothes.
He's like posting on social media. He's like, oh, what's next for the cheetah? It's like, bro, you're not a reality show. Like,
shut up, dude.
Shut up.
Remember when he had a podcast?
I do. Much like his game yesterday, he tapped out on that too.
Yeah, seems to be a common theme with
that. Still, man, that gives me the
heebie-jeebies, Leroy.
Very, very uncomfortable saying that about somebody. Most athletes brag about how competitive they are.
He did in that very press conference, in which we learned that he quit 45 minutes before that.
Very strange. Very strange. We will hear from some of the participants from yesterday's season finale, including the head coach himself. Lost another challenge, by the way, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Bro, that guy, I got things that I got mad about yesterday. This is why I'm not a reasonable person, because the things that I got mad about.
That's why.
The things I got mad about yesterday, the things I was most furious with was, one, Tua Tagovailoa wearing a poncho just because he was cold. And I'm like, wear something that looks less, you know.
All going on in football, my first message is, hey, Tua, enough with the poncho. all of the football going on, the excitement of playoffs and this and that. Hey, Tua, enough with
he the needed poncho. Someone to lash out on. So,
oh, my goodness.
And then Mike McDaniel losing that challenge. I'm just like, of course, go down the way you came in. 4 for 19 all time. How is that possible?
Because he, you know what? He's one of those guys that challenges from his heart, and not from what he knows and sees.
There's a booth that has all the angles. He goes, I'm eyeballing it, guys. Red flag.
And the glasses are so thick, his eyeballs are upside down, but he can see.
All right, so what do you got for us, Marcos?
We will start with Mike McDaniel, who had a lot of things to answer yesterday. One of them being whether or not 8-9 is acceptable for this Miami Dolphins team. This is the head coach after yesterday's game.
Mets were approaching this year, like 8-9 was good enough. This was an important game for us to just handle our business in a, you know, from a tonality standpoint.
He likes that word.
Unable to undo the previous misgivings of the season, and we didn't do it. And that's, yeah, it's disappointing to say the least. So that, you know, you take that for what it is, and then you have to take hard looks at a lot of things, which will begin that process tomorrow.
I mean, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't finish 9-8. And if they're not going to make the playoffs,
yeah,
I'm glad that they didn't finish with that horse bleep winning record, because really, 9-8's not a winning record.
Hmm.
Especially when every single time, because it would have been five straight seasons of winning record. But three of those are 9-8s where they were 8-8 to make themselves 9-8. And to me, that just feels like you were 500, but you put a hood ornament on it.
Hmm.
You know, like, they're not really winning seasons.
You know, you would have heard that. It would have been right on the PR department. Oh, five straight winning seasons.
Five straight winning seasons for the Miami Dolphins. But really, I think from now on, here's my caveat.
Hmm.
You win 9 games. You want me to be impressed with it, you got to win a playoff game. Otherwise, I just want to hear about 10 win seasons from here on out. That's the bar for me.
Double digits.
It didn't matter for Brian Flores. You fired him for 9 wins. Hmm. I don't want to hear about 9 win seasons anymore. 9 win seasons are 500 seasons in my eyes. And by the way, soon they will be, because they'll go to 18 games.
Ah.
And then what? Are you going to try and tell me, oh, that's a 5 straight 9-win season? So I'm glad that they didn't finish with 9 wins. Damn. You hear me, Leroy? Like, you get it, right? It's not a winning season.
Too many caveats for me, dog.
Fair enough.
What is like, you have so many twists and turns with what is good and what isn't or whatever.
Oh, it makes sense though, dude. Like, I will not celebrate.
Yeah, there's playoff teams that are 9-8.
Playoff teams though. I'll celebrate.
Are there? Who's did anybody make it in 9-8? I guess
Denver?
Oh, Denver. Denver's the only one. Yeah.
The Rams?
Hmm.
Oh, Denver's 10-7. I take that back.
The Rams?
The Rams are also 10-7.
Oh, I know who. Houston.
Ooh.
Nope. 10 wins.
10-7.
There's no 9-8 playoff teams?
No 9-8 playoff teams this year.
All right.
Anyway, what else you got, Froggy?
Chargers went 11-6.
Yeah, they did. God. Harbaugh, dude. He's a culture changer.
That's rough. That is rough to hear.
Where Stephen Ross got yelled at for tracking him down in a private jet.
Look at that. Look at that. Aaron Rodgers.
Go ahead.
That cost him a first-round pick and an extra $4 or $5 million to the coach they had.
No, that was the other I don't think he got
the San Francisco, remember?
Yeah, but I don't think he got buzzed for tampering on Harbaugh. Because Harbaugh
he did have to give a
he had to have a little sweetener to Tony Sperano because he was seething. Oh dude, that was one of the weirdest press conferences I've ever
They had him in the meeting?
I was there. Dude, I was at that thing. That was so crazy. They gathered us around this oaky boardroom with a long boardroom table. And I was sitting behind Frito and Hank Goldberg. And I'm just looking. The only thing I noticed the entire time, Lyra, because I was on the side. I was a wee lad. Well, I wasn't small, but I was younger. And I'm just sitting here, and I'm looking at Tony Sperano with his strap-on sandals, and that dude, his leg was twitching the whole time. He was fuming.
That mean he was fuming, or maybe it was lunchtime.
I don't know, dude. Rest in peace to the great Tony Sperano. Anyway,
I'll tell you what, those teams were tougher.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah. So anyway, what do you got to say about what did Aaron Rodgers have to say, dude?
Aaron Rodgers on whether or not he'd play for another team next year following his breakout performance against the Dolphins.
Do you consider going elsewhere if you wanted to play, or is that in your mind almost too much, you know, to start all over again with you?
Well, I've done it once. Obviously, there's a lot of hypotheticals here. So if I want to play, hypothetical number one. If they want to move on, hypothetical number two. Would I be willing to play for another team, hypothetical number three? The answer is yes.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I didn't expect it to be.
So you say, if you say yes, like you say yes to everything, there's no follow-ups.
I will. I got Aaron Rodgers on a one-way ticket to the Raiders, dude.
Raiders. Wow.
Raiders. Vegas.
Who else got fired?
Davante Adams would be like, are you serious, dude? You went-
That's a boy. Ooh, what about the Saints? What about the Saints?
Ooh.
I mean, they got Derek Carr, who's the same. Well, Samesies.
Yeah, but you know them. They kind of want to, like, they'll want to mix it up, dude.
Yeah. He can't deal with New Orleans. Them people don't play with that nonsense and that all that wishy flippity floppity talk and all that.
But yeah, it's I don't know. What else you got, Froggy?
We got Rattler.
We are in the shadow of another team that began a rebuild about 4 years ago after going 3-13. Man, Campbell.
He speaks
on the Lions' core players over these past 4 years and how they were able to turn it around to be one of the best teams in the NFL.
Been in the making for a while. You know, it takes a special group of guys, and I think you kind of had to go through what we've been through over the last 4 years, the core of this unit, and then anybody that comes in, they fall in line because they... That's what we're built around is our core, and they really delivered for us today.
Wow, he sounds, you know, every time that he's out there and he's emotional, he sounds like he had to gather himself though. He had some man tears before he got to that podium.
That's far from biting kneecaps.
By the way, who's that guy that they have on the Lions who looks just like Van Ginkle?
So you know, it's funny. I actually had to search that up last night.
It's a he's like, a linebacker, but he's bigger. He's a middle linebacker, right? Something.
Alex?
It starts with M.
His name's Alex A. something. Let me see.
Anzalone?
Anzalone.
Something like Anzalone. That, yeah.
Yeah.
He's number 34.
Yeah.
Ooh. Tangibles.
Found another one.
All right. We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up here on the show. And we'll dive into lots more. Future of the Dolphins, future of the Heat. It's all happening for us, baby.